I assume worthy parents like yourselves have photos of your kids in your wallets, right? Could you take them out now and look at them? Fine-looking young lad. Why, she's the spitting image, isn't she? You all looking carefully? Good. For those pictured before you are the designated targets of a deadly assassin. An assassin of youth. A new drug menace destroying our children in alarmingly increasing numbers. Marijuana is that drug. A violent narcotic, an unspeakable scourge. The real, the public enemy. Number one. Creeping like a communist, it's knocking at our doors, turning all our children into hooligans and whores, voraciously devouring the way things are today, savagely deflowering the good old USA.
Reefer madness.
See the kids, precious kids. Yes, their heads are on the chopping block, and someone's got to dare to take a stand. Can't ignore anymore. Your son or daughter with a deadly stick of reefer in the hand. Heading straight for
Reefer madness.
Save our kids. Stealthy as a socialist, it slithers up our shores, turning all our children into hooligans and whores. This smoking bowl of evil bears the choking stench of sin. It burrows like a weevil under tender Christian skin. This
Reefer madness. Rules all men.
Pull the wool from your eyes. There is need of righteous soldiers, for this merry wonder has to be destroyed. Fight the urge of this scourge. It's destructive but seductive.
So seductive.
Put an end to
Reefer madness.
Oh, so mad. Deadly as the Democrats that empty out our stores,
turning all our children into hooligans and whores.
Teenagers across the land are glazed and oversexed. If you fail to draw the line, your babies will be next.
I was sitting in my basement. I just rolled myself a taste of something green and gold and glorious to get me through the day. Then my friend yelled through the transom, "Grab your coat and get your hat, son. There's a nut down on the corner giving dollar bills away." But I laid around a bit and I had another hit, and I wrote myself a bomb. Then I thought about my mama. Then I fooled around, played around, jacked around a while, and then I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned
and it rolled right by.
I got stoned and I missed it. I got got stoned. I missed it. I got stoned. Oh me, oh my. Now it took 7 months a virgin just to get that local virgin with the sweet face up to my place to fool around a bit. The next day she woke up rosy and she snuggled up so cozy. When she asked me how I liked it, Lord, it hurt me to admit. I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned and I was stoned. And it rolled right by. Where'd it go? I was stoned. I missed it. I was stoned. I missed it. I was stoned. Oh me, oh my. Making no excuses for the many things I uses just to sweeten my relationships and brighten up my day. But when my earthly race is over and I'm ready for the clover and they ask me how my life has been, I guess I'll have to say I was stoned and I missed it. I was stoned, I missed it. I was stoned and rolled that by. I was stoned, I was stoned, I was stoned. Oh me, oh my.
You can't sing like that, condition.
In the morning, I smoke 2 joints at night. I smoke 2 joints in the afternoon, it makes me feel alright. I smoke 2 joints in time of peace and 2 in time of war. I smoke 2 joints before I smoke 2 joints, and then I smoke 2 more. Oh, my daddy, he once told me, son, you be hardworking man. Mama told me, do the best you can. But then one day I met a man who came to me and said, hard work good and hard work fine, but first take. So I smoke 2 joints when I get up. In the limo I smoke 2 joints. I smoke a couple joints when I play video game and at every 10,000 points. I smoke 2 joints in time of peace and 2 in time of war. I smoke 2 joints before I smoke 2 joints and then I smoke 2 more. Tonight. I smoke 2 joints in the evening, it makes me feel alright. I smoke 2 joints in time of peace and 2 in time of war. I smoke 2 joints before I smoke 2 joints, and then I smoke 2 more!
Kids, don't try this at home. Leave your parents' smoke alone. Yeah. Talking about the green. Indoor, outdoor, same green. And I love the weed. Weed. I love weed. I love weed. Weed. I love weed. And I love the weed. Yes, we are in California, the place we plant the indica. Proposition 215, it's a medical need. Tell them out. Call it marijuana. In Jamaica we call it ganja. Listen to the ganja song. I gotta smoke my bong. Weed. I love weed. I love weed. Weed. I love weed. And I love the weed. Hemp me. My ganja bag is empty. hemp, me, and me. My ganja bag should be plenty. Proposition 215 is a medical. She needs the weed. Yes, she really needs the weed. I love the weed. I love the weed. Weed, weed, I love weed. Ha la 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 la, I love weed. Weed, weed, I love weed, and I love the weed. The founding father smoked the weed. The founding father planted the weed. The founding father planted the seed. They just swap the weed, weed, I love weed. That you and I are 420, love the weed. Raise your hand if you love weed, and I love the weed. La 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 la, and I love the weed. Listen to the reggae song, smoke my weed, bump in my palm. Medical weed, don't get me wrong, and I love the weed. Now they're coming from Baton Rouge, now they're going to Santa Cruz. Aces to Deja Vu, chicks smoking the weed. Weed, weed, I love weed. La 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 la, I love weed. I love weed, and I love the weed, and I love the weed, and I love the mouse. I've just smoked his stash. Thank you very much. Woo! Yes, I love my weed. Weed song.
After Grandpa passed away, we thought she'd move to town. Instead of staying on the old home place with no one else around. Grandma said, I was raised here on this farm and this is where I'll die. Don't worry none about me, kids, I know how to get by. Well, that old lady was hard-headed, Daddy didn't waste his breath. Just told her, Mama, call us before you starve to death. Grandma said I'd laid back something just for times like these. Who'd have thought that she was talking about a sack of seeds? Grandma's raising marijuana on the old home place, just to supplement her old age pension check. Daddy says that she's a fool, but us grandkids say she's cool. And the hippies think she's great, cause she sells it by the peck. My grandpa made a living raising peanuts in those fields. A law-abiding citizen, he didn't even own a still. We'd have all starved to death when the crashing on Wall Street, if it hadn't been for Hoover hogs and a whippoorwill peas. Grandma's raising marijuana on the old home place, just to supplement her old age pension check. Daddy says that she's a fool, but his grandkids say she's cool. And the hippies think she's great, cause she sells it by the peck. Now grandma's breaking laws in the state of Oklahoma. She's got a stash of cash and a cure for her glaucoma. Grandma's raising marijuana on the old home place, just to supplement her old age pension check. Daddy says that she's a fool, but her grandkids say she's cool. And the hippies think she's great, cause she sells it by the peck. Daddy says that she's a fool, but her grandkids say she's cool. And the hippies think she's great, cause she sells it by the peck. Grandma's raising marijuana on the old home.
Papa says he likes it cause it makes him smile. Mama likes a little smoke once in a while. There's only one who don't like our fun, and he says he won't ever take none. We don't like tobacco cause it's too damn weak. We like the stuff that makes you freak. But at the whole family there's one that'll pass. My grandpappy don't smoke no grass. Old Aunt Jenny's been smoking for years. Cousin Roy likes what it does to his ears. Brother Bill, he went into pills. He sounds like a maraca and it made him ill. We don't like tobacco cause it's too damn weak. We like the stuff that makes you freak. But at the whole family there's one that'll pass. My grandpappy don't smoke no grass. Granny in a rocking chair, she's been smoking for 50 years. She's as healthy as a body can be. She's coming up to 103. Papa says he likes it cause it makes him smile. Mama likes a little smoke once in a while. But there's only one who don't like our fun. He says he won't ever take none.
We don't like tobacco cause it's too damn weak. We like the stuff that makes you freak. But in the whole family there's one little pass. My grandpappy don't smoke no grass.
Smoke it!
My grandpappy's a very strange man. Never took an interest in working the land. Never interested in trying the weed. Cause he's out of his head on coke and speed.
We don't like tobacco cause it's too damn weak. We like the stuff that makes you freak. But in the whole family there's one that'll pass. My grandpappy don't smoke no grass. 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 My grandpappy don't smoke.
Han, the Pattersons are coming over and we only have about enough grass left to roll one joint.
Oh, that's okay, Ted. I'll just mix it up real good with this.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm making Marijuana Helper.
Marijuana Helper?
That's right. With Pillsburger's new Marijuana Helper, there'll be enough of this Colombian to go around for everybody. And look, Marijuana Helper makes our dope look as rich and potent as the best red bud.
Marijuana Helper.
Now you can get as much as 3 ounces from every ounce you buy, thanks to Pillsburger's new Marijuana Helper.
Honey, you're a genius.
There. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Pillsburger's new Marijuana Helper from the makers of Angel Dust Cake. Pillsburger.
It really works.
Ejaculate
roll up a spliff and throws away day day with marijuana in your brain. Passing by, so
there has never been a medical reason for criminalizing marijuana. I looked through the history of this, if you're interested. I don't know if you want me to run through it, but it's an interesting history. Marijuana was criminalized. See, very commonly, substances are criminalized because they're associated with what were called the dangerous classes, you know, poor people or working people. So, for example, in England in the 19th century, there was a period when gin was criminalized and whiskey wasn't, because gin is what poor people drink. That's kind of like the sentencing for crack and powder. You know. When in the early stages of prohibition in the United States, one of the targets was immigrant workers. You know, these guys hanging around the saloons in New York. Got to go after them. The rich guys in upstate New York, they're going to drink no matter what. You know, they want to come home after work, they'll drink. But go after those guys. What about marijuana? And marijuana was brought in by Mexicans. And the first criminalization of marijuana was in the Southwest, in the states. It was in New Mexico, later Utah, and so on. and it was specifically targeted against Mexicans. It didn't get criminalized in the United States until shortly after Prohibition ended. After Prohibition ended, we had this huge Bureau of Narcotics, and they had to do something. So they discovered, you know, that marijuana is going to do all kind of horrible things to you. The Senate testimony about this is mind-boggling. They did have a representative of the American Medical Association who said, we don't have any medical evidence about him, about this. He was shut up, denounced, you know, rid of him right away. Then they found somebody else. This is literally true. They found a pharmacologist, a guy teaching at Temple University, who was doing experiments with marijuana in dogs. Okay. And they brought this guy in. The testimony is hilarious. You know? You really have to read it. They brought this guy in. He testified that when he gave marijuana to dogs, they went insane. You know, they did all kind of things. And then some senator or somebody asked him, this is from memory, so it's probably a little off, but something like this. It was in the 30s. They asked the guy, well, have you ever tried marijuana on humans? So he said, yeah, I tried it on himself. And he said, well, what happened? He said, I turned into a vulture. I started flying around the room. You know. oh, my God, this stuff is terrible. It makes people insane. And marijuana, it was declared by Congress that marijuana makes people insane. But then something happened. It turned out that lawyers, defense lawyers, got the idea, okay, I can use this for an insanity defense. So if a guy was found, you know, who killed three cops, his lawyer would say, well, you know, he had marijuana before, so he was insane, so he can't do anything. And people were getting off on charges, you know, like cop killing, for example, on the claim that they had marijuana. So all of a sudden it was discovered that marijuana doesn't make you insane. Congress decided, sorry, it doesn't make you insane because we want to wipe that out. The next idea was marijuana is an entry drug. It's the drug you take and then you go on to something else. Well, there was never any evidence for that, but that was decided. And then in the early 50s, something else happened. Marijuana is being brought in here by red Chinese to poison the American population and destroy us, you know. So therefore, we got to stop marijuana. And it kind of goes on like this. Actually, the peak of marijuana use was, as I said, in the 70s. But that was rich kids, so you don't throw them in jail. You know? And then it got seriously criminalized. You know, you really throw people in jail for it when it was poor people. I mean, that's roughly the history. The detailed history is quite interesting.
One of the potentials for illegal drug traffic is the school. Here the connection can be found with these peddlers of misery who prey on the unwary, the uninformed, the curious, the thrill seekers. Most young people will continue through life as normal, responsible citizens. Others, the shunted and unloved, the unguided, the seekers of thrills and kicks are candidates for the slave world of lifelong drug addiction. But no one is immune.
Marijuana. Blast off for Kicksville. Marijuana. 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 Marijuana.
They can say the flaming can is part of the game.
Marijuana.
Get with the countdown. Take this square world and blast off the kick square.
Marijuana. 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 Marijuana.
Get with the countdown.
Marijuana.
I can say the flaming can. 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 It's part of the game.
Marijuana. Marijuana.
I can say the flaming can.
Marijuana.
I can say the flaming can.
Marijuana.
Blast off the kickstand.
Marijuana.
Blast off the kickstand.
Marijuana.
Blast off the kickstand.
Marijuana.
I can say the flaming can.
Marijuana.
I can say the flaming can.
Marijuana.
I can say the flaming can.
Blast off the kickstand.
I can say the flaming can.
Marijuana.
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 I can say the flaming can.
Marijuana.
Blast off the kickstand. Blast off the kickstand. Blast off the kickstand.
Marijuana.
The seekers of thrills and kicks are candidates for the slave world of lifelong drug addiction. But no one is immune.
Marijuana.
Marijuana.
Well, hello again. Remember me? It's your old pal KBC wishing you a very happy new year, because I don't get to do that very often. And that comes from everybody here at BitSlap Central. You know BitSlap, you remember us, don't you? In case you're new to it, we play silly crap every week. I guess that's the best way to describe it. And today, we're getting topical with the fact that marijuana appears to be completely and utterly legal in at least two states, Washington and Colorado. It's pretty much semi-legal and less restricted in a lot of other states, including Maine, where I just was. And we'll just see how that works out. So everybody's holding their breath. All you potheads are on your best behavior. Don't spoil it for the rest of us, okay? We started with something from the movie Reefer Madness recently, about 2005. That was something from Alan Cumming. I'm not sure of the track, but we'll just call it Reefer Madness and let it go at that. Dr. Hook of the Medicine Show, Got Stoned and I Missed It, song by Shel Silverstein. Smoke Two Joints was Richard Cheese. Weed. I Love My Weed was Eka Mouse. Grandma's Raising Marijuana was Pearly Curtis. My Grandpappy Don't Smoke No Grass was Al Roberts Jr. The Chocolate and Marijuana. Lords of Acid, Marijuana in Your Brain. Few words from Noam Chomsky on the origins of the drug war. And nitrous oxide and marijuana. So, okay, so it's a new year. Like I said, I was just in Maine where marijuana is pretty legal. They sell bongs, they sell pipes all over the place, apparently with impunity. And, I mean, I was in one of those stores to pick up a gift for a friend, you understand? And a cop wandered in. He was very nice, and there was no... no hassle, no bad vibes, everything was good. So I think we're on the right track here. We'll just have to see what happens. So it's really cold up there. I was there for about almost a week. It was quite an adventure. More about that in a few minutes. But I brought my cat Lucy up there, my beloved Lucy, who was up there with my wife, and apparently doing okay. My wife needed some company, so... they say you give the things you love and they will come back to you. Lucy's my favorite thing. And it's kind of lonely here without her, but I understand she's in a good place. It's not like she's dead or something like that. That would be difficult. It was cold. You know, I had to leave 2 days later, and it was really all quite an adventure. But it's like I say, more about that when I come back in a few minutes. Meantime, smoke them if you got them, and let's get working.
man. Who is he?
Hey, kids. Come here a minute. I got a good thing for you. I'm a Salvatore Scungio. And I'm going to bring you something from the old country. Some Pakistani bliss for hashish to blow your head right off. I brought it from the real old country. Ah, come on, kids. You like it.
For you, kids, and all of you other kids out there in Radioland, support your government's seemingly hopeless struggle against the scourge of expanding consciousness, which is sweeping Radioland. Learn to say no, and say it often. A message from your government hand-to-hand with the Advertising Services Service of Babylon.
Marijuana, you know we loving it, and
mo.
marijuana from Brazil, Jamaica. More marijuana,
weed
from Jamaica.
In town, she blows her gauge, flies in a rage, sweet marijuana brown. In her victory garden, the seeds grow all around. She plants, you dig, she's flipped her wig, sweet marijuana brown. She don't know where she's going. She don't care where she's been, but every time you take her out, she's bound to take you in. Boy, that gal means trouble, you ought to put her down. Get help, take care, look out, beware of sweet marijuana brown. Bound to take you in. For that gal means trouble, you ought to put her down. Get help, take care, look out, beware of sweet marijuana brown.
Thank you.
everybody. Don't you feel like a doggone fool? Close the windows and lock the door. Take the rug up off the door. Hey, hey, let's all get gay to stuff this year.
And the good times roll. Let the pleasure pop. Now let's take a stroll.
Light up.
Let's all get mellow.
Light up.
You're smoking your eyes.
Light up.
Get hip, I say, fella.
Light up.
Say, what is this jive?
Light up.
Let's all get ready.
Light up.
I know how you feel.
Light up.
Now don't be a Freddy. You'll find what I mean in any old field.
Pop.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Blow.
8, 9, 10, and then 11.
Light up.
Now get your day going.
Light up.
I'm saying that's the thing.
Light up.
Don't let that man get you. Just pop on your cig and blow the smoke ring.
Kind of stuff that dreams are made of. It's the stuff that white folks are afraid of. Up in Harlem, we go on a marijuana jag, smoking reefers to get beyond the misery. Go away, you miseries. were way smoking reefers to get beyond the worrying. Go away, you worrying. Go away. Go away. Must wake up to work in the morning. I must get by the brooding at night. Oh, you can change this world you were born in. But I declare you can be walking on air by smoking. Oh, reefer, you have the angels sing away, helping you to fling away all you worry, you trouble, you care. I must wake up to work in the morning. I must get by the brooding midnight. Oh, you can change this world you were born in. But I declare, you can be walking on air by smoking reefers. You hear the angels sing the way, helping you to fling the way. You worry, you trouble, you care.
He's a man that smokes that jab will take you for a dive. Wonders if he's still alive. When you smoke that killing jab, it will make you very tall. It seems as if you're going to fall. Knock yourself just up on fire. You know I mean that killing jab. You only think you've blown your time. Oh baby, you start laughing and you can't stop. Then you don't give a whop. Cause you said, man, not bad, man. Everything will seem so funny. Darkest days will seem so sunny. Yes, the feeling will arrive when you smoke that killing jab. Yeah, yeah. Smoke that killing jive.
That must be high.
Yes, he smokes that killing jive. Dark days will seem so sunny. Yes, the feeling will arrive when you smoke that killing jab. Everything will seem so funny. Dark days will seem so sunny. Yes, the feeling will arrive when you're a high man. The sand man, you're in the sky, man. Ain't got no red man. You be so mellow, just like a jello, when you smoke that killing jive.
Boys, I'm mellow as a honeydew. Yeah.
That cat is high. Look that look in his eye. Oh man, he's high. Yes, higher than a kite. That cat is high. Look that look in his eye. Man, I wouldn't lie. The cat's higher than a kite. Now when you see him stumbling up and down the street, you know that cat's been drinking, got no shoes upon his feet. Man, he's high. I said that cat is high. Yes, he's high. Man, he's higher than a kite. That cat is high. Look at that look in his eye. Man, I wouldn't lie. The cat's higher than a kite. Boys, he's high. Just look at them two black eyes. You know I wouldn't lie. He's higher than the sky. When you see him tipping round and round the block,
dog it, mom.
Know that cat is very beat, beat clean down to his socks. That cat is high, boys, I wouldn't lie. Oh my, he's higher than a kite.
Take it, Charlie. Jumping. Oh, good. Yeah.
Black that bottle, skid, zoot, bottle, laddie, bottle, dirty hands on laddie. The daddle, 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 rip through the body, do this, do the flat the nose with bad holes. Ready with the boot, do this, do that, do shoot the liquor, do John Boy. When you see him stumbling up and down the street, you know that cat's been drinking, got no shoes upon his feet. Man, he's high, yes, he's high. My, oh, my. I want the home cooking mama with the frying pan. I know that cat's high.
Yeah. I stopped by Joe the other night, and all of the cabs looked beat, and no one sounded me to say, "See, are you all beat?" Now I never really do. Reason that the cats all look so square. But now I'm hip and I dig it, because the job is in the air. Boy, cats can't find their job at night, so now they hurry home, since that G-man's got the T-man and gone. They have to drink their luscious stagger, even though they know it's wrong, cause the G-man's got the T-man and gone. Boy, one night when the judge was jumping and a knocking at the door, in stepped a man with a shiny badge and a brand new 44. They've arrested my connection and I can't find any more, cause the G-man's got the T-man and gone.
Thank you.
because he called T-Man. All the jive is gone.
Oh, I'm a happy hippie, taking a little trippy, driving on...
All right, boy, pull over, boy. Oh, you're in big trouble, boy. I got you clocked doing better than 80 miles an hour, boy.
Man, that's impossible. I haven't even been out an hour.
Don't you give me none of that blabby-mouth, long-haired, hippie, Yankee staff, boy. Oh, let me see your driver's license.
Well, whatever's right. Here you are, Dad.
Don't play tomfool with me, boy. That ain't no driver's license.
Oh, that's the menu from Alice's restaurant.
Well, whip out that real driver's license here. You have been in trouble with the law, boy.
Well, I was busted once,
but... You was what?
I was busted. I was incarcerated.
Don't play none of that Yankee
I was
trap.
Arrested, man. Well,
all right, now we're getting somewhere.
But it was a bum rap.
It was, yeah, they all say that, bum rap. What was it, boy?
Some cat from the CIA planted some grass on me, man. I didn't even know I was carrying it around.
Now we're getting somewhere. How much did they find on you, boy?
300 pounds.
You trying to tell me that you going around carrying 300 pounds of hay and you didn't know you got it on you, boy?
Grass, man, grass.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, well, man...
When you find all that junk on you, boy, I hope you turn yourself in.
Yeah, well, you're close,
You're making fun of me, boy. That's some kind of inside hippie joke.
No, man. Hey, I found my license, man. It was freaking out behind my Timothy Leary Trip of the Month card.
The who card, boy?
Timothy Leary. Ain't you ever heard of him?
No, what's
he's he our ambassador.
Yes. To where?
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. I don't know, but I know where you're going, boy, and ain't going to take you long to get there, neither.
How long?
Bat like that.
Dynamite. Lay some on me.
I'm calling in. I'm calling. You stay right there. What's your name, boy?
Nine. Claude Nine.
You just stay right where you are. What you doing down this part of the country anyway, boy?
Oh, well, man, I'm just down here looking for my head.
You think your head down this part of the country?
Well, it might be. You never can tell.
You keep being blabbermouth and sassy with me. You're going to be here when you leave, too. You just sit right there, boy.
Oh, man.
Come on, now, come.
Oh, man.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, careful. Yeah, I found me one of them long-haired, blabbermouth, sassy Yankee hippies out here. Yeah, his eyes all glazed over, running around, playing tomfool, looking for his head. No, there ain't been no accident. Yeah, no, he crazy, all right. Name is Nine. Cloud Nine.
Claude, man.
Hush your blabby Yankee mouth, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking to the judge. The judge don't cut into no Yankee hippies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hold it, Judge. I got him red-handed, I believe, here. Let me check out the evidence. Wrap this thing up. What you smoking there, boy? Give me that thing, boy.
Can you dig it?
Dig you later, Judge. Right on, boy. God damn for now, you hear?
If God had long hair and a goatee, and if his eyes were pretty glazed, if he looked spaced out, would you buy his story? Would you believe he had an eye infection? And yeah, God looks baked. Yeah, God smells. sits and smokes a bowl.
If you want to hum along, that's quite all right with me. Don't sing. I know what happens when you sing. Please. So, smoking pot is going to be acceptable someday soon, I hope. Anyway, that's like... I'm still not going to be able to smoke because there's still federal regulations about people driving big, heavy trucks at breakneck speed, being high, and I understand that. So, all right, life is gone. We started that set with Ika Mouse, Marijuana. Sweet Marijuana Brown was Barney Bagard. The Stuff Is Here from Georgia White, 1937. Buster Bailey's Rhythm Busters, Light Up. Smokin' Reefers from Larry Adler in about 1938. Killing Jive was Cats and a Fiddle. That Cat Is High was, of course, the Ink Spots. You recognize them. C.P. Johnson and the G-Man got the T-Man. Hopefully we won't have any more of that coming up soon. Hudson and Landry, The Hippie and the Redneck, and the question of the week. What if God smoked cannabis? No, it's Bob Rivers. So, if God smoked cannabis, he probably would have done pretty much what he's already done, so I suspect it's underway. Anyway, I'll tell you about my adventure in Maine. Because of the weather, I got a two-day late start. I was supposed to go on Saturday. They had a foot of snow. Sunday, they were getting all kinds of ice, so I had to wait through that, too. Monday, I decided to get going and see how far I could get before the weather slowed me down and grab a motel room. Well, turns out the furthest I could get was Sturbridge, Mass., which is where I-84 meets up with the Mass Pike. After a brief pit stop at the rest area, me and Lucy set out and got about 2 miles before the car just stopped. It just went, died. And died is the operating word here. What there is on the timing belt, there is something called a tensioner, which keeps up tension on the timing belt so it doesn't rattle around, which you really can't have. The bolt holding that thing sheared, sending havoc through the engine. I won't bore you with the details, but it's going to need a new engine. So I had to rent a car, got up to Maine eventually through all kinds of rain, and oh, it was miserable, but... It's all right now. I took my wife's car. We got her a new one. And all is well. So I'll tell you what. We'll meet back here again next week. I'll listen to your sappy stories if you listen to more of mine. In the meantime, have a good week. And again, I'll remind you, smoke them if you got them. But please, don't make it bad for the rest of us. All right? Have a good one. I got more.
Now in the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael lived a girl named Perla Sweetcake. You probably knew her well. She was stoned 15 of her 18 years, and her story was widely told that she could smoke 'em faster than anyone could roll. Well, her legend finally reached New York, that Grove Street walk-up flat, where dwelt the Calistoga Kid, a beatnik from the past. He'd been rolling dope since time began. Now he took a cultured toke and said, "Jim, I can roll 'em faster than any chick can smoke." So a note gets sent to San Rafael for the championship of the world. The kid demands a smoke-off. "Well, bring him on," says Pearl. "I grind his fingers off his hands. He'll roll until he drops." Says Calistoga, "I'll smoke that chick till she blows up and pops." So they rent out Yankee Stadium, and the word is quickly spread. Come one, come all who walk or crawl, tickets just 2 lids ahead. And from every town and hamlet, over land and sea they speed, the world's greatest dopers with the world's greatest weed. Hashishers from Morocco, hemp smokers from Peru, and the Shashniks from Bagun, who smoked the deadly Pugaru, and those who call it light of life, and those that call it boo. See the dealers and their ladies wearing turquoise lace and leather. See
see the narcos and the closet smokers puffing all together. From the teenies who smoke legal to the ones who've done some time to the old man who smoked reefer back before it was a crime. And the grand old house that Ruth built is filled with the smokes and cries of 50,000 screaming heads all stoned out of their minds. And they play the national anthem and the crowd lets out a roar as the spotlight hits the Kid and Pearl, ready for their smoking war. At a table piled up high with grass, as high as a mountain peak, just tops and buds of the rarest flowers, not one stem, branch, or seed. I mean a Maui, Wowie, a Panama Red, Acapulco Gold, teeth from East Afghanistan, and that rare Alaska Cold. And there's sticks from Thailand, games from the island, and Bangkok's blooming best, and some of that well-imported shit that capsized off Key West. There's Oaxacan Tops, and Kenya Bang, and Riviera Floors, and that rare Manhattan Silver that grows down the New York sewers. And there's bubbling ice cold lemonade and sweet grapes by the bunches. And there's Hershey bars and Oreos in case anybody gets the munches. And the Calistoga kitty smiles and Pearly she just grins. And the drums roll low. Wah. And the crowd yells, go, go, go! And the world's first smoke-off begins. Well, the kid, he flicks his fingers once. Zap, that first joint's rolled. Pearl takes one toke with her famous lungs and whoosh, that roach is cold. Then the kid, he rolls his super bomb that would paralyze a moose. And Pearl takes one mighty hit and that bomb's defused. And then he rolls three in just 10 seconds and she smokes him up in 9. And everybody sits back and says, hey, this just might take some time. See the blur of flying fingers. See the red coal burning bright. As the night turns into morning, and the morning fades to night, and the autumn turns to summer, and a whole damn year is gone, and the two still sit on that roach-filled stage, smoking and rolling. With trembling hands, he rolls his J's. With fingers blue and stiff, she coughs and stares with bloodshot gaze and puffs through blistered lips. And as she reaches out her hand for another stick of gold, the kid, he gasps, damn it, bitch, there's nothing left to roll. Nothing left to roll, screams Pearl. Is this some twisted joke? I didn't come here to f*** around. Man, I come here to smoke. And she reaches across the table and grabs his bony sleeves and crumbles his body between her hands like dried and brittle leaves, flicking out his teeth and bones like useless stems and seeds. And then she rolls him in a zigzag and lights him like a roach. And the fastest man with the fastest hands goes up in a puff of smoke. In the laid-back California town of sunny San Rafael lives a girl named Pearly Sweetcake. You probably know her well. She's been stoned 21 of her 24 years, and her story is still widely told, how she still can smoke 'em faster than any dude can roll. While off in New York City, on a street that has no name, there's the hands of the Calistoga Kid in the Viper Hall of Fame. And underneath his fingers, there's a little golden scroll that says, beware of being the roller when there's nothing left to roll.
All right, good women. All right, lovely men, men and women of courage, men and women of understanding, men and women of wisdom, men and women who'd like to ease the pain of human suffering, of human ignorance, of misunderstandings, of false morality. It's time to legalize. It's time to legalize. For our legal hearts, our legal arms, our legal bodies, for our legal imaginations, for our legal ears, for our legal funny bone, for our legal tears, it's time to legalize. For all those come before, suffered in pain, damned down to hell, put in prison, broken their spirits, or fueled by cancer, and given no painkiller. Given nothing holy or sweet to ease their pain as they go out that great dark gate, it's time to legalize. For all those like Scott, Bill, John, Susie, and Tom, Linda, for all those who suffered, for all those who like to have fun on this good sweet America, for all those who love the earth, for all those who like to go fishing, for all the brand new children, for those unborn, for the living and the dead, it's time to legalize, good men and women of Maine. If the whole country is sleeping, awake there in Maine, and it'll shine like a beacon, like a rising star, like cornfield in the morning sun, like a Johann Sebastian Bach cantata. Get it right, get it straight, and do it for the rightness, for the correctness, for the understanding of the situation. It's time to legalize. For all those 400,000 people who are arrested each year in America for victimless crimes, for all those busted families, for all those languishing in prison when they could be serving the country, when they could be gardening, when they could be riding the bus, when they could be painting pictures, raising their children, raising, helping their wives, helping their husbands, drying the tears of shame of this cancerous, outlawed nation. It's time to legalize. It's the whole backbone of human cosmology to have fun, if for that reason alone. All primates like to get high. I like to, don't you? Except some like to get high on alcohol, or gambling, or conquering nations, or drive-by shootings, or murder, or collecting as many billions and millions and trillions of pieces of paper with dead presidents' faces on it and shoving them in banks to make even more while the whole world's cast asunder. For all those who have lied in hospital beds or in their houses in grief and suffering, and for all their family members who couldn't ease their pain because ignorance, like in the guise of president or a senator or a congressman or a policeman, whoever it is, whoever shares ignorance, you and I, him and her, made it illegal to grow and smoke and harvest and cultivate something as American as apple pie, as a love of freedom. I don't mean the shadow of freedom. I mean freedom of understanding, wisdom, and knowledge, and freedom to smoke what you like to smoke. Freedom to grow it industrially, industrial hemp is right alongside there. Conestoga Wagons and Betsy Ross. And our Declaration of Independence has to be activated, has to be breathed and fought for, sung about, talked about, preached about. Come on, all you preachers in Maine, all you teachers in Maine, all you government officials in Maine. For shame, this terrible pain we've caused each other under false emblems, under fear. It's over the money thing. That's why the pharmaceutical companies oppose it. Learn, study, the knowledge is out. It's just about the money thing. It's not about good or bad or black and white or rich and poor or me and you or him and her or how to grow our children in a holy, kindly way. It's about the money thing. So legalize. Legalize.